The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for August is a visual Bible resource. Lutheran Bible Companion contains more than 600 photographs, illustrations, and detailed maps that bring to life biblical times. Find out more about Lutheran Bible Companion at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Lutheran Bible Companion, The Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for August. The time has come here on this Friday afternoon, August the 15th. We're ready to play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. I hope you are as well. It's a two-way street. We do what we do, which is we play the soundbite. You do what you do. You listen. And then one more thing we ask you to do on this Friday afternoon, that is give us a call, send us an email, send us a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Which of the four will be Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week? The answer to that question only comes after you have voted, you and your fellow listeners. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can vote via email. Please include your city and state. Talkback at issuesetc.org. In either case, tell us why you're voting for the one that you're voting for. Your reason is very important. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or we have left space at our Facebook fan page for you to leave your vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues, Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. And the only way to get those is either to visit the Issues, Etc. studios here at Lutheran Public Radio. In fact, there are visitors walking in the door right now at this very moment, and everyone who visits get one. But since you're not visiting, the only other way to get the LPR bundle package is to have the best vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week as often as we vote. Now, get ready to vote. We got the four sound bites. We're going to play them for you, and then we need to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from a recent conversation this week with Aaron Wolf of Chronicles Magazine, answering the question why the leaders of the neoconservatives appear to be so naive about the religion of Islam.
They are sort of semi-secularist Jews. They're not looking to throw rocks at BMWs driving around Jerusalem or Tel Aviv on the Sabbath. They see religion more in terms of an ethnic identity. And so therefore, when they sort of project themselves onto others, they see the Muslims of the Middle East of their various stripes as people who could be motivated if only they had opportunities for economic freedom and more choices, the women of their lives. If only these women could be offered a society in which they didn't have to wear the veil, well, they would all be grateful and they would love that. And we see, of course, the exact opposite. Our liberal media tends to promote the exceptions of a Muslim woman who turns feminist and throws off the veil and advocates against violence inherent in the patriarchal Muslim household. But that's certainly the exception to the rule. These people believe very seriously in their religion, including their Quran, which tells them plainly that those who believe the Christ was, as they put it, the son of Allah, that may Allah destroy them.
All right, that's soundbite number one from Aaron Wolf, why neoconservative leaders are so naive about Islam. If you think it ought to be soundbite of the week, give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Anna Mussman. We were talking with her. Well, we were talking about this, how it is that both secularists and evangelicals believe in the idea of a soulmate.
They look at marriage as this very special, unearthly thing that is separate from other human relationships and other human contracts. And to the secularist, they're looking for proof that they're with the right person by, you know, they're looking for sort of fairy tale kinds of elements. Does this person make me happy all the time? Does this feel magical? Does this give me the exciting feelings? And I think evangelicals tend to fall into that same problem, except that they use Christian language and, you know, they're hoping to find the same kinds of things, but they see those things as evidence that God is saying, yes, this is your spouse and you should marry this person. And I think people are looking for reassurance when they use that term. They're looking for the idea that, yes, this relationship really will last and really will be a good one because this person is somehow magically selected by the cosmos or by God for them. But in a sense, it's trying to get yourself off the hook of putting in the effort to build that relationship and stay in that relationship. And it's trying to escape being willing to bear the cross of sufferings that may come with a relationship.
Now, that soundbite number two, it's Anna Mussman on how both secularists and evangelicals believe in the idea of a soulmate. Do you think it ought to be soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, August the 15th. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It is Pastor Todd Peppercorn. We had him on. He's written a great book called I Trust When Dark My Road, A Lutheran View of Depression, and has struggled with depression and thoughts of suicide himself, as he admitted in our conversation. He talks very freely and pastorally about it, answering the simple question in light of the rather infamous now suicide of comedian and actor Robin Williams this week. Is suicide, in fact, a sin?
Of course suicide is a sin. Absolutely, it's a sin. You shall not murder. It's not your life to take. No doubt about that. But what I would say is that it is only a sin. It is not a greater sin than any other sin. And what God does in Christ is forgive our sins. That's true for this sin as well as it is for any other. Sin and death are always the domain of the devil. That's what, those are his weapons. That's what he uses. And if he can seek to overcome someone at the end of their life, I mean, obviously the devil's desire is to drag everyone away from Christ and his mercy. My life, and particularly the faith that God gave to me in my baptism, my life is not defined by the last instant of my life, whatever that might be, but rather is defined by Christ and the gospel.
That's soundbite number three. Pastor Todd Peppercorn, is suicide a sin? If you'd like to be soundbite of the week, you need to vote for it on this Friday afternoon, August the 15th. 1-877-623-6943, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us an email right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Include your city and state, please. talkback@issuesetc.org. Now, right after this, it's going to be nothing but you voting. So here comes soundbite number four. Comes from Dr. Paul Grimm. We were talking with him about inclusive language in the liturgy, gender-neutral language in the liturgy. And here he is answering the question, does the creed's phrase, for us men, does that exclude women?
You would have to be intentionally refusing to acknowledge what the scriptures say to offer the suggestion that, well, that's excluding half of the human race. No. I gave an example from a Roman Catholic scholar, Paul Minkowski. And he has this marvelous little analogy that he gives, and he offers this little scenario. He says, you know, imagine there's a female zookeeper who's new on the job, and she's told to go feed the animals. So she's going from cage to cage, and she comes upon a cage that says, caution, man-eating tiger. And Minkowski says, now, is she allowed to come to the conclusion that because she's not a man, that she can enter that cage with impunity and go feed that tiger and not have any concerns about her well-being? Obviously not. And probably the irony of the situation wouldn't even occur to her as she bumps into that sign that says, caution, man-eating tiger. She's not going to sit there and think, man-eating, is that referring to all people or just to men? It's so obvious that it's almost laughable. It's kind of funny. And so there's almost this practical, visceral reaction we get when we see the sign, caution, man-eating tiger. And we don't even think twice that, you know, oh, that's only referring to men. but understand that that word is intended to apply to all people. And the same thing really goes with the creed, too, in that regard, of this phrase from the creed and our understanding of what this means. It's just almost self-evident.
All right, that's soundbite number 4. Dr. Paul Grimm, does the creed's phrase, "for us men," exclude women? He says, obviously not. Should it be soundbite of the week? This break is a great time to vote for soundbite of the week by giving us a call. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after the break.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Confessional Lutherans, we've got your back. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Cradled in historic Perry County, Missouri, the manger of the Missouri Synod, Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 453 Northwest Street in Perryville proclaims God's Word and celebrates His Supper on Saturdays at 5:30 and Sundays at 7:30 and 10 using the church's liturgy contained in Lutheran Service Book, enriched with ancient and modern hymns. For more information, call 573-547-8317 or visit www.emmanuel-perryville.org.
Do you have a hard time finding Christian greeting cards and gifts that aren't either sappy or theologically suspect? Ad Crucem offers the perfect combination of art and the truth of the Scriptures with beautiful and reverent greeting cards and gifts. Deliver the true comfort of the gospel, Christ crucified for sinners, to family and friends with Ad Crucem. ADCRUCEM.com. Confessing the faith through art and word. AdCrucem.com.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week for the next 10 minutes of the program, and we've played the soundbites. Now it's time for you to vote. You vote by giving us a call. 1-877-623-6943. Sending us an email, include your city and state, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. One of these voters is going to get the LPR bundle package on this Friday afternoon, August the 15th. Let's go first to Webster Groves, Missouri, where Lael is on the line. Hi, Lael.
Hi, can you hear me okay, Todd?
I can. Which one are you voting for and why?
Well, now, is number 3 the gentleman that the minister talked about depression?
Yes.
Okay, I vote for that one. I think that he's doing a wonderful ministry in writing his book and sharing his story just because people feel helpless. And I suffer from depression, too, but, you know, it's manageable. But I think sometimes people just get really, really down and don't realize Satan's really messing with them, and so it's a temporary thing and not forever thing as far as depression is and the hopelessness of it.
Lael, it's great to hear that. That's something I don't even think we talked about with Pastor Peppercorn when we talked with him, and that was a lot of times it feels like it's forever. It isn't forever. It is temporary. Thank you very much for your vote for Soundbite of the Week and for listening in Missouri. In Michigan, here is Pat. Hi, Pat.
Hello. I vote for Soundbite number 2, Anna Mushman, because I think this idea of a soulmate has allowed the church to secularize its message to the bride and groom on their wedding day. So often the wedding ceremony is mostly non-Christian, and the sermons are a how-to-do list to keep each spouse happy. There might be a scripture mentioned, but no mention of sinful human beings.
Pat, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Michigan. See how it works. They vote, and they give us their reason. Up next in Atlanta is Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi. I'm voting for number 4, and I'm voting for number 4 because I think it's important that we remember, one, we confess or we say the same things that God has said, and all promises of God are fulfilled to us through His Son. And secondly, His Son, Jesus, the God-man, came and fulfilled the law for humanity.
Jan, thank you very much. That's a great explanation of what it means for us men, for humanity. Thanks for listening in Atlanta. Let's see what Diane has to say listening in St. Louis. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I vote for number 1 because it seems to be the biggest threat.
All right. Short and sweet. Thanks, Diane. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Stacy in Windside, Nebraska says, wow, there have been a lot of deep personal issues this week, though the deepest and most personal one for me is Pastor Peppercorn is suicide a sin, so that will have to be my choice. So she's voting for Soundbite number 3. There's not a lot more for me to say than what was said in that program. I also went to the LCMS website, downloaded a free copy of that resource, When Dark My Road. I trust When Dark My Road, great book and absolutely free. There are people who have been through it, and there is help to be had in the source of our Savior. I didn't even mind that he had a goatee. Oh, thank you very much for listening in Nebraska. Marla tweets this, Chairman is now chairperson, but it's only a title. Mankind equals all humans. Same in the creed. For us men means for all humans. She's voting for Soundbite number 4. Josh in Wisconsin votes for Anna Mussman. Well, as I say, your reasons are your own. He says, of all four, Anna Mussman is the only one that doesn't have a goatee. All right. Nathan listens in Iowa. He says, all are very good, but this one goes to Peppercorn, Soundbite number 3. Both because of the timeliness of the topic with the tragic suicide of Robin Williams and the content of his comment, suicide is a sin, yes, but Christ forgives sin. A life is not judged by one's last act, but by one's faith in the Savior. Nathan, thanks for listening in Iowa. Danielle listens in Sacramento, California. She's also voting for Soundbite number 3, Pastor Peppercorn. It's an extremely relevant given recent events and answered quite a few questions that I had not even known that I had. Glad to do that for you, Danielle. Thanks for listening out on the West Coast. In Enid, Oklahoma, William says, I voted for Aaron Wolf, Soundbite number 1. We see all over the news that Muslims, for the most part, especially in the Middle East, do not share the same ideas that we do. Unfortunately, it's a lesson learned too late and at the expense of the blood of Christians. Thanks for your thoughts and thanks for listening in Oklahoma. In New Germany, Minnesota, Susan says, even though I wasn't at the seminar, I know Pastor Peppercorn personally and used to be a pastor at Messiah Lutheran in Wisconsin. I voted for him because he had good answers on suicide. That's your reason, Susan. Thank you very much. And out there in Nebraska, in Columbus, Stephen says, voting for Soundbite number 4, Dr. Paul Grimm, because my mama explained more than 40 years ago that man or men can be used in many ways, applied to all humans, not just one gender, and that overcomes him sporting a goatee. That seems to be a theme among our voters. And then out in San Jose, California, Deborah says, hello. This was a tough choice since I really liked all 4 choices. However, I'm voting for number 3, Pastor Todd Peppercorn. Is suicide a sin? I have both known people who killed themselves and also as a nurse cared for many who attempted it. I really like what he said, that your life isn't defined by your last act, but by Christ, With the recent tragic suicide of the beloved Robin Williams, this talk was particularly timely. Keep up the good work. We will, and thanks for listening in San Jose. Here's the winner according to your votes. Soundbite number 3, Pastor Todd Peppercorn answering the question, is suicide a sin?
Of course suicide is a sin. Absolutely, it's a sin. You shall not murder. It's not your life to take. No doubt about that. But what I would say is that it is only a sin. It is not a greater sin than any other sin. And what God does in Christ is forgive our sins. That's true for this sin as well as it is for any other. Sin and death are always the domain of the devil. That's what, those are his weapons. That's what he uses. And if he can seek to overcome someone at the end of their life, I mean, obviously the devil's desire is to drag everyone away from Christ and his mercy. My life, and particularly the faith that God gave to me in my baptism, my life is not defined by the last instant of my life, whatever that might be, but rather is defined by Christ and the gospel.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number 3, Pastor Ted Peppercorn, is suicide a sin? Stacy in Windside, Nebraska, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package, and thanks to everybody who voted. You can hear more than 8 hours of teaching from Pastor Matt Harrison, Will Whedon, Chris Rosebrough, Jonathan Fisk, Craig Parton, and Alvin Schmidt, and me, on the new audio DVD of this summer's Making the Case Conference. We will send you this audio DVD for a contribution of $300 to Issues Etc. before Labor Day. Make your $300 check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Write audio DVD on your check. You can also order online, issuesetc.org. Look for the logo. Monday, Pastor Tom Baker will lead us in a Sunday school lesson on Paul's shipwreck. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
One of the most surprising discoveries I have found in church history that Christians usually did not realize or recognize the effects their actions had when they heeded Christ's words, "Let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven."
Dr. Alvin Schmidt speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Their actions were byproducts of God's redeeming love that was theirs in the crucified and risen life of Jesus Christ. In time, many Christian values and practices became integrated parts of Western culture. And the Christian didn't really quite realize it, as we don't to this day.
You can listen to Dr. Schmidt's presentation, Making the Case for Christianity's Positive Impact on Civilization, on our new audio DVD from the Making the Case Conference. We'll send it to you for a donation of $300. For more information, look for the DVD logo at issuesetc.org.